considering that philosophy is about the fundamental issue of human existence, one would assume that sexuality is ripe for intellectual discourse and examination. Although philosophy and sexuality might at first seem poles apart, both human endeavors have the power to shift entrenched norms and bring about a better understanding of self. Now, in studio, we have Dr. Peter Behnke, the director from the School of Really Good Sex, reflecting upon the nature of philosophy and sexuality. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure. Now, can you tell me what is the main point underpinning the link between philosophy and sexuality?
Thank you for asking. For me, the link is that they put into question our established certainties and self-assurances. So Socrates was once asked, why are you considered the wisest person in Athens? And Socrates said, well, I don't think I know anything. Why are they saying I'm so wise? Yeah. He said, aha, it's because I know that I don't know anything that makes me the wisest.
That's my favorite quote. It really is. You don't want the person who says, I know everything.
Indeed, the know-it-allism that is like so rampant in our culture. Yeah. And I think sex, in my experience, like particularly being in so-called sex-positive spaces, they put into question what we think we know about ourselves and what we know about others and what we think is good and what we think is bad. And so I think both sex and philosophy have this power to shake us up.
Yeah, change our mindset.
Yeah.
Just shift us a little bit, yeah. 90 degrees, 180.
Yeah.
So how can learning philosophy enhance our understanding about sexuality?
I don't think it does much.
Okay,
I have to be really careful here. I mean, it depends. It's not like there's nothing in this 2,500 year tradition that can be helpful. But you do have to look quite hard for it.
Yeah.
And not only do you have to look hard for it, it maybe requires a different kind of reading or a different kind of interpretation than the habitual ones. Mm. But there are certainly some important philosophers who took sexuality very seriously and saw it as being something not just to deny and to be ashamed of, but something to celebrate and something to explore.
Yeah. I mean, every person and every philosopher has their own viewpoint, has their own say, especially about sexuality and sex. Has any concept in philosophy helped the understanding of sexuality?
Yes.
I mean, not you know.
You want to know
stop,
what,
yes.
what concepts I think are important?
Yes.
Okay, probably the most important concept for me would be the concept of the unconscious Sigmund Freud was not the first to put forward, actually. Nietzsche put it forward, Hegel put it forward. But in psychoanalysis, it takes on a very, very important role. I mean, Freud actually described our psyche as an iceberg. And he said that there's, because an iceberg is much larger underneath the water than it is on top of the water.
Yeah.
And he said that's our psyche. The unconscious is the much larger part of our minds. And Freud also was one of the first people to really insist on the incredible importance of sexuality for our psychic lives. So our libidinal impulses. So I think the concept of the unconscious is very, very helpful.
Yeah. And what are you hoping to teach people or facilitate in these workshops?
In a sense, what I already started to teach you before we began,
which
is to take the time to read.
Yeah.
And to encounter maybe texts and a kind of reading that you're perhaps not so used to today and that is not so encouraged by our culture. Philosophical texts are demanding. They are unsettling.
Mm.
They can be intimidating. But they do, in my case, they've given me a certain, a certain detachment and a certain sense of an ability to look at things in a way that others are not able to and resist. And that has actually been very life-affirming in my case. It has enabled me to to see dangers and to make discerning judgments about people and about situations that would not have been available to me if I hadn't, for example, read psychoanalysis, read Freud, wow, and Nietzsche and Heidegger and certain others.
Yeah.
And the feminist theorists as well, of course.
There's so much.
Yeah.
And can you tell us about the School of Really Good Sex is hosting this workshop event between the 15th and the 17th of November. What can people expect if they're going to attend?
There will be discussion and reading of certain texts, and also we will focus on certain topics that are important in the sex positive movement, like consent is a very big issue, and truthfulness. What is truthfulness?
Yes.
You know, and animality and humanity. These kinds of very important questions. Lying is also. Yeah. So we'll look
everything.
Not just everything though. We're going to be selective and discerning what we focus on. But on the other hand, and this is the revolutionary part, is that we'll also be doing some physical interactive exercises that we would normally do in sex positive workshops, and we're having a play party as well.
Okay.
As part of the weekend. Yeah. And we'll eat together and we'll live regularly but in a sex positive way. So we're going to do philosophy in a sex positive way.
Wow, that sounds incredible, and a really amazing space that you're going to create.
Yeah, I think it's, there is something in a way innovative. I would have to say innovative about the thing. I did it already in Germany a couple of months ago. A friend invited me to do it and I'd never done it before.
Yeah.
And I realized that while we were doing it, that this was, in a way, the thing that I have most to bring.
Yeah.
Because there are people who have the background I have in philosophy. Mm-hmm. There are people who do work similar to what I do in the sex positive movement. But there's very few people who have both.
Yeah.
And so, in a sense, I realized that this is something special that I can bring and that I can contribute.
It sounds wonderful. Unfortunately, we've run out of time, but thank you so much for joining us.
And thank you for having me.
Wonderful. That was Dr. Peter Behnke from the School of Really Good Sex